not only for her, but for the company that she worked for as well. They were looking for the perfect female, and with her exotic features and dark chocolate skin, she felt like she did have a shadow of a chance with us. She wondered if it would work out, and as she got to the agency, the nerves started to take over her body. And soon she could feel herself becoming more and more wary as time went on. She got to the entrance, wondering if this was the right thing to do. Of course it was. She would get to live the dream if she got the job. She would have the money that she wanted, and she didn't have to hustle in order to get it. It seemed like the best plan to her. But when she got to the front, she noticed that it was weird. She was the only one there. She wondered if maybe there was a mistake, that maybe she had the wrong address. After looking at the email once more, she knew it was the right one. She threaded her fingers through her small afro, looking around. It was a nice place, but it seemed too quiet. She looked at the clock, and she noticed that it was around 11. Maybe they were all starting late or something. Maybe she was just here early. But she didn't know for sure until she got inside. After a tug on the door, she went in, and when she got inside, she was even more confused. The place was completely empty. There wasn't a soul around, and it worried her. Why wasn't anyone here? Normally, girls came to these things in droves, not just her alone. She would normally be waiting out the door in order to get in, but apparently not today. Shauna was scared, but at the same time, she decided to wait and see what would come out of this, and she would have to determine whether or not this was all just a way to mess with her head, or if maybe she did something wrong. After looking around for a bit, she didn't spot a damn thing, and it made her wonder if she got the place right. "What are you doing here?" a voice asked. She turned around, and in front of her was a man with dark hair, blue eyes, and a nice body. She immediately licked her lips, feeling a bit distracted by this man. She didn't get why, mainly because she thought she was here for a gig, not to ogle guys. But apparently she was distracted enough to look at the man. And he was looking at her as well with the same predatory grin.
"Well, I was here for the casting call. For the commercial about the sports company," she said.
The man clicked his tongue. "Ah, well, you're a bit late, and I'm sorry to say that we already picked the woman," he said. Shauna was devastated. Why in the world did this have to happen to her? She wanted this job over everything else, and apparently they were all gone.
"But I thought it was at 11,
she asked. "Oh yeah, that was a misprint. If you looked on the site, you should have been here by 7 and ready to go by 8. We finished a couple of hours ago, and we found the perfect person for the job. I'm sorry that you have to go through this, but I'll tell you right now, I think it's best if you don't make a scene," he stated.
"Don't make a scene?"
Shauna was so confused. She thought she had it right. All of the dreams that she had, the desires to further herself to bring herself to a new, higher level, were already thrown down the drain because she messed up something as simple as time.
"Please, you have to let me audition. Would you be able to let me?"
she asked. She was desperate for something, anything, and right now, the man seemed determined to make her life a living hell, and to only throw salt into the wound. There was a sigh, and then he looked at her with a glance. "Well, I think we can make a few concessions. After all, maybe if you convince me that you are worth it, I'll give you my time. I'm the designer for this company, and I have to say you're a very tempting woman, and one that might work the clothes better than the other girl that we decided to choose. We didn't call her yet, so there is still time. Why don't you come with me? I'll give you some clothing to change into, along with a place to change. I will also need your portfolio and a headshot," he stated. Shauna was thrilled to have this. She thought she was going to be screwed before, but apparently there was someone above watching over her. With an excited smile, she followed the man, thanking her stars for having the opportunity to potentially make her life better. When they got to the small room, there was a changing area where she could change into the outfit. She walked over to the desk where he sat, and she gave him the portfolio. The man looked it over, nodding as he continued to look over what each of the photos were. He was impressed. She just hoped that it was enough. "Wow,